Introduction. Consider for a moment the greatest players the beautiful game has ever seen. Pelé and Puskas, Maradona. From the present time, Messi and Ronaldo. The likes of Zinedine Zidane, Thierry Henry and Dennis Bergkamp. The great readers of the game such as Beckenbauer and Bobby Moore. And that devastating finisher, Gerd Müller. When we try to analyse what it is that made these players so successful and held in such regard, a number of similarities come to mind. They are, of course, mostly strikers, Beckenbauer and Moore apart. They played in the busiest, most challenging area of the pitch and in a position that could and frequently did change games. That is certainly true of the attacking players, but also applies to those with more defensive duties. Interestingly, though, the two defenders listed were known for their ball-playing skills as much as their defensive ones. Each possessed pace, physical strength, fast feet. Each could control a ball in an instant, were balanced in their running and hard in their shooting. But there's something more that turns the merely very good into the exceptional at whatever level they chose to play. And that is that indefinable quality we call soccer intelligence. Intelligent people in whatever field they work know that simple works best. Soccer is at its heart a simple game. Pass the ball, move into space where it's easier to control a pass and to deliver a return. Move the ball on. When the chance arises, attempt to score a goal. If you're a defender, try to deny the other side's space. A simple pass is easier to complete than a complex one. Intercepting the ball is easier than winning it through a tackle. Moving into space, finding a good angle and communicating well makes a pass easier to deliver for a teammate. Intelligence and simplicity might sound as though they should be opposites, but in fact, they are close bedfellows. The purpose of this audiobook is to define soccer intelligence, to break it down into its constituent parts, and importantly, present drills the good coach can use with his or her team to develop that intelligence to its greatest potential. Because it's a fact that those with innate ability to read the game, anticipate passes from both teams, to find space and utilise it, contrive to make that ability of theirs better, more finely honed, even more effective than it might otherwise be. So let us start at the beginning, by attempting the challenging task of defining soccer intelligence. What is soccer intelligence? While different analysts might want to put their own interpretation on the term, few would disagree that this nebulous entity is made up of the following very tangible aspects. Understanding of the game. We don't become chess masters without playing. We do not get our university degree without working at the subject. Similarly, people with soccer intelligence have a great understanding of the game. We don't need to practice drills to achieve this. Gaining understanding of the game is more fun than that, although of course the practices that follow in this audiobook are entertaining in the extreme. We gain expertise about the game by watching it, by playing it, by reading about it, and by discussing it. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery, and understanding something is really just following what the best exponents achieve and trying to replicate their actions and their decisions. Bobby Moore may have had the soccer intelligence to mean that he rarely had to make one-on-one tackles, but he achieved this ability to read the game through following the practices of his own heroes. Developing spatial awareness. In other words, knowing where our or our players' bodies are in relationship to others around them. It is this awareness that tells players with soccer intelligence where to pass, when to play the ball first time, when to bring it under control, where to play a first touch into space, where to make runs. Having the skills to apply. Of course, even the player with the greatest soccer intelligence will not become an effective team member without the necessary skills to maximise that potential. Although, of course, many would argue that this is where good coaches come in. Coaches are often players who understand the game, but either never had or no longer possess the physical skills to make a difference on the pitch.